2nd of January, Office of Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us come before the Lord, giving thanks. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us come before the Lord, giving thanks. Of the Father's love begotten, ere the worlds began to be, he is Alpha and Omega, he the source, the ending he, of all things that are and have been, and that future years shall see, evermore and evermore. Blessed was the day for ever, when the Virgin, full of grace, by the Holy Ghost conceiving, bore the Saviour of our race. And the Child, the world's Redeemer, first revealed his sacred face, evermore and evermore. Glory be to God the Father, glory be to God the Son. Glory to the Holy Spirit, persons three, yet Godhead one. Glory be from all creation, while eternal ages run, evermore and evermore. Lord, save me in your merciful love. Psalm 6. Lord, do not reprove me in your anger, punish me not in your rage. Have mercy on me, Lord, I have no strength. Lord, heal me, my body is racked, my soul is racked with pain. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, Lord, rescue my soul, save me in your merciful love. For in death no one remembers you, from the grave who can give you praise? I am exhausted with my groaning, every night I drench my pillow with tears, I bedew my bed with weeping. My eyes waste away with grief, I have grown old, surrounded by my foes. Leave me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord will accept my prayer. All my foes will retire in confusion, foiled and suddenly confounded. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, save me in your merciful love. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed in time of distress. Psalm 9. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart, will recount all your wonders. I will rejoice in you and be glad, and sing psalms to your name, O Most High. See how my enemies turn back, how they stumble and perish before you. You upheld the justice of my cause, you sat enthroned, judging with justice. You have checked the nations, destroyed the wicked, you have wiped out their name for ever and ever. The foe is destroyed, eternally ruined, you uprooted their cities, their memory has perished. But the Lord sits enthroned for ever, he has set up his throne for judgment. He will judge the world with justice, he will judge the peoples with his truth. For the oppressed, let the Lord be a stronghold in time of distress. Those who know your name will trust you. You will never forsake those who seek you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed in times of distress. I will recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Sion. Psalm 9 continued. Sing psalms to the Lord who dwell in Sion, proclaim his mighty works among the peoples, for an avenger of the blood has remembered them, has not forgotten the cry of the poor. Have pity on me, Lord, see my sufferings, you who save me from the gates of death, that I may recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Sion, and rejoice at your saving help. The nations have fallen in the pit which they made, their feet caught in the snare they laid. The Lord has revealed himself and gives judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands. Let the wicked go down among the dead, all the nations forgetful of God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor the hopes of the poor be in vain. Arise, Lord, let men not prevail, let the nations be judged before you. Lord, strike them with terror, let the nations know they are but men. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Sion. O sing to the Lord, bless his name, proclaim his help day by day. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 2. So let no one make rules about what you eat and drink, or about the subject of holy days, or the new moon festival, or the Sabbath. All such things are only a shadow of things in the future. The reality is Christ. Do not allow yourselves to be condemned by anyone who claims to be superior because of special visions and insists on false humility and the worship of angels. Such a person is all puffed up, for no reason at all, by his human way of thinking, and has stopped holding on to Christ, who is the head. Under Christ's control, the whole body is nourished and held together by its joints and ligaments, and grows as God wants it to grow. You have died with Christ, and are set free from the ruling spirits of the universe. Why then do you live as though you belong to this world? Why do you obey such rules as, don't handle this, don't taste that, don't touch the other? All these things become useless once they are used. They are only man-made rules and teachings. Of course, they appear to have wisdom in their forced worship of angels and false humility and severe treatment of the body, but they have no real value in controlling physical passions. You have been raised to life with Christ. Set your hearts, then, on the things that are in heaven, where Christ sits on his throne at the right hand of God. Keep your minds fixed on things there, not on things here on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Your real life is Christ, and when he appears, then you too will appear with him and share his glory. Responsory from Colossians 3. You have been raised to life with Christ. Set your hearts then on the things that are in heaven, where Christ sits on his throne at the right hand of God. Keep your mind fixed on things there, not on things here on earth. Your heart will always be where your riches are. Keep your minds fixed on things there, not on things here on earth. A reading from the treatise of St. Basil the Great on the Holy Spirit. If a man no longer lives according to the flesh, but is led by the Spirit of God, and is called Son of God, and is conformed to the image of God, he is described as a spiritual man. As the power of seeing is to be found in the healthy eye, so the working of the Spirit is to be found in the purified soul. The Word is in the soul, sometimes as the thought of the heart, sometimes as spoken by the tongue. So, too, the Holy Spirit is in the soul. At one time he joins with our spirit in bearing witness and cries out in our hearts, Abba, Father. At another time he speaks on our behalf, as we are told, it is not you who will be speaking, it will be the Spirit of the Father speaking in you. Again, the Spirit is understood, in relation to the distribution of gifts, as a whole in its different parts. We are all joined to one another as different parts of one body, and have different gifts according to the grace God has given us. Therefore, the eye cannot say to the hand, I do not need you, nor can the head say to the feet, I do not need you. On the contrary, all the members together make up the body of Christ in the unity of the Spirit, and mutually contribute the necessary service in accordance with the gifts received. God arranged the organs of the body, each one of them, as he chose, but these different parts have the same concern for one another in accordance with their sympathetic interaction, born of the Spirit which they share. And so, if one part of the body suffers, all the other parts suffer with it. If one is honoured, all the other parts share its joy. As parts in the whole, so are we individually in the Spirit, because we are all baptized in one body into the one Spirit. Just as the Father is seen in the Son, so the Son is seen in the Holy Spirit. Worship in the Spirit suggests the activity of our intelligence, which is carried on, as it were, in the light, as may be learned from the words spoken to the woman of Samaria. She was misled by the custom of her country into the belief that God was worshipped in a place. Our Lord corrected her. He said that men must worship in spirit and in truth, and by truth he clearly meant himself. We speak of worship in the Son, which is worship in the one who is the image of God the Father. Similarly, we can speak of the worship in the Spirit as the one who shows in himself the divinity of the Lord. So then, to express it properly and in order, through the illumination of the Spirit, we behold the radiance of God's glory, the Son. And through the Son, the stamp of God's very being, we are brought to the one to whom belong the stamp and the identical seal. Responsory from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Instead of the Spirit of the world, we have received the Spirit that comes from God, to teach us to understand the gifts that he has given us. For the Spirit reaches the depth of everything, even the depth of God. The mystery of Christ, unknown to past generations, has now been revealed through the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. For the Spirit reaches the depths of everything, even the depths of God. Let us pray. Lord, guard the rock of our faith in your only Son, who was born of the Virgin Mother with a body like ours, and from all eternity shares your glory. Free your people from present distress, and give them the joy that will never end. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.